Joining us now on BTL is the coach of the reigning Section 4 champion Ithaca girls lacrosse team. That's BJ Bliss. And BJ, so far, how has home life been treating you?
It's certainly a struggle. I've got three young kids at home, and so trying to homeschool them and do my own lessons, and obviously trying to be in contact with the team as much as possible. It's tough, but I mean, we understand that it's way bigger than one of us, or way bigger than the team, or way bigger than lacrosse, and so it's day by day, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right, for sure. Yeah. So let's talk about what you're doing with the team. So how are you staying connected with the team, and what protocol do you have in place?
Sure. So we're on a weekly email basis, in the sense that I send out, it's something that I've done for years now, is every week I always send out a kind of an update of, you know, what happened the previous week, what's upcoming, and things like that. And that certainly has taken a new life of its own, with, you know, not much updates from the previous week's games or practices or what happened to families and the players. But you know, now it's about keeping them ready. You know, we still have a sliver and small hope that there will be a part of a season. Might certainly be shortened, but you know, so just making sure that they're still ready. And you know, so my emails now are about workouts and stick skills and, you know, while being socially distant at the same time, and then just checking in through, you know, through phone, email, some texts, you know, some social media posts that the kids respond to, and things like that. I mean, one thing we have going on right now is we have a big kind of fitness / stick skill challenge, where my assistants and I laid out a plethora of different activities, exercises, stick challenges, wall ball routines, all sorts of things that are associated with different points. And we grouped the girls together based upon what would have been their room assignments for our spring break trip. And so each one of those rooms is a team, and they're competing for different prizes each week. So each of the girls gets to, you know, they do a short little video for us, and send it through a text or an email to us of the workout that they did, or stick work, and then, you know, that gets assigned to points. And then at the end of each week, whichever team garners the most points, then, you know, gets that week's prize, and then we re-up it for the following week.
Okay, yeah, so I was going to ask if they send in videos, so yeah, so they do that. Do the teammates get to see their other teammates' videos?
Sometimes, yeah, we've done a couple. You know, like I'll put on our Twitter page or something like that, you know, some pictures. We've been trying to include each one of the girls at some point. You know, actually, now that you say that, don't quote this one, but I actually need to update that. It's been a couple of days now, but yeah, so within their team, they do stuff. You know, one team actually did a FaceTime workout at one point. So we're having a little fun with it, of doing stuff like that. So we, you know, all four or five girls did a FaceTime, you know, a FaceTime workout with one of the coaches. So, you know, we're just trying to, it's uncharted territory for all of us. So we're just trying to be there for them. You know, especially the seniors who, you know, have given their heart and soul to this program for some of them for the last, you know, since seventh grade for most of them. And, you know, quite frankly, since first grade and second grade for some of them. Mm-hmm. That, you know, just making sure that they're good, and, you know, we've got a great set of parents too who are supportive and kind of keep pushing them at home as well too. So
yes, that was my next question, about the seniors, and how important is it for you to get this season in for them?
It would mean the world to me. You know, it would be, even if it was a shortened season, even if it was, you know, half of what we're supposed to do, a quarter of what we're supposed to do, just, you know, we have built a culture of a family for the last bunch of years, and it's so true. You know, these girls mean the world to each other. They're all best friends. They mean the world to me as their coach, and I know the assistants feel the same way. You know, we were fortunate enough, unlike other sections in the state, we actually had 1 week of practice before this all started. And I will be honest with you that the when we left the turf at 6 o'clock on March, give or take 13th or 14th, whatever that Friday was, and we practiced for 2 hours, and then we had to do a quick little team, like 10, 15 minute team stretch. And when I looked at my phone as I was walking over to them at the stretch and saw the picture on my phone that school was going to be canceled, you know, starting on Monday, I mean, my heart broke. It was the hardest team talk that I think that we've ever had. You know, worse than when we lost in states, worse than, you know, not fulfilling our dream of making the state Final Four the last 2 years or whatever. That was honestly one of the hardest conversations to have with a group of young women. And the tears, the hugs, you know, right there, the younger kids, I was so proud of them. I mean, they grabbed every one of those seniors. There's 9 seniors. And I mean, it was, like I said, hugs and tears for a good 25, 30 minutes.
Sure. And if you don't mind me asking, what was your message to the team?
You know, it was basically, let's wait and see. It's a one day at a time. It is, you know, it's out of our control. You know, we talk about that a lot as a team, but, you know, there are so many things that we can control. You know, there are certain things during a game, during a practice that we can't control. And unfortunately, this is one of those things. You know, I reminded him that if this was the only week that we got to be together, let's cherish it. And let's make sure that this was the best week of lacrosse that you had. And, you know, hopefully that this will pass over and we'll be back together again sometime soon.
That's great. And I mean, how thankful are you that we live in this time now that it is so easy to be in contact with so many people at the tip of your fingers?
Yeah, it's wonderful. I mean, is it time consuming? Yes. Is it valuable? Yes. I wouldn't trade it for anything. I couldn't imagine not having the ability to look at my phone or go to a computer screen and be on a Google Hangout or, you know, do something like that of trying to get in touch with them. You know, they're so strong. There's such good mental character on this team that I know that they're all going to do great things, whether we have a season or not. But it's definitely something that needs to be done. They're a big part of my life. They're a big part of my family's life. You know, my three kids who are 10, 7, and 4, I mean, they have 21 of the greatest role models. You know, my kids are more excited after a game to see the girls on the team than they are me. You know, so for them to watch some of these videos and things like that, it's a way for them to connect to, you know, my kids. And so I saw that, and we're going to start a little program soon of each one of the girls is going to try to do a quick little video of either a stick skill or a workout or something and send it off to all of our youth kids. Mm-hmm. And just make that connection again. And we do so many things with the youth already that, you know, again, just another way to stay connected, to give back during this crazy time.
So do you have any other things you have in the works to try to get things going with your team?
Yeah, so I mean, every year when we go away on spring break, we always have a room versus room, some type of competition. So I think that we'll start to put that together here in the next little bit, depending upon how long the school is out for, of either maybe a, you know, on Google Hangout and do some type of karaoke competition, or you know, again, just something to be together that they see each other, they see us, we see them. And, you know, it's just a way to stay connected, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm.
Love that. Well, thank you for your honesty, BJ.
As always, appreciate the support that ESPN Ithaca gives to not only Ithaca, but especially for girls lacrosse and our team.
Hey, we love doing it.
So appreciate that.
Sure.
Yeah, have a good one, then.